of a while.
Good Monday morning. You're listening to the show in Phoenix. I'm Mark Brody.
And I'm Steve Goldstein. Looks like Christmas Day could be wet here and could have some snow in the high country.
Yeah, it might be a white Christmas for those up north. But the song White Christmas, we're listening to it right now, was born right here in Arizona. At least that's how the story goes. And here to try to tell us what's fact and what's fiction about that story is Jason Woodbury of Zia Records. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
So what is the story? I mean, there is a version of it where Irving Berlin writes White Christmas here in Phoenix, right?
That's right. So the legend goes that Irving Berlin either wrote White Christmas in Phoenix or in Palm Springs. So either way, probably not a place that was experiencing a White Christmas. I guess that's why he's dreaming of it.
So. Of course. Well, I mean, is there any way to really tell? Like, is it possible to determine, yes, he was here or no, he was in California?
Well, so the fun thing about it is that we know he definitely was at some point in both places. He definitely hung out at either the La Quinta Hotel in Palm Springs, which was sort of a favorite. That is, apparently, that's where Frank Capra wrote It's a Wonderful Life. So it's a hotel with much storied
They've got their Christmas thing already.
Yeah, Palm Springs Christmas legends. As that goes, it's all set. But he was either at in Palm Springs or he was in Phoenix at the Biltmore, which was a favorite of the Hollywood and entertainment types at that time. Everybody loved the climate out here. Everybody would come out to Arizona for, you know, the holiday season because it was, you know, for the most part, sunshiny and bright. So the legend goes that he stayed up all night by the pool writing out these lyrics. And in the morning, he called his secretary back in New York and said, I've written the best song I've ever written. In fact, I've written the best song anybody's ever written. And he had her take down the lyrics to White Christmas.
Now, Jason, first of all, you and I both spent our formative years in Phoenix. So, of course, we want it to have happened in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's right.
But anything in the lyrics or how the lyrics changed that would indicate maybe any clues in there?
Well, for sure, his early lyrics sort of referred to the sunshine and the green grass. So it seems to me like, you know, when you think about, when you listen to the actual lyrics, you know, it's kind of very wistful, very, very like nostalgic for a White Christmas. But it's pretty clear when you just read it on the paper that it's not about experiencing a White Christmas. Of course, all that nuance sort of goes out the door as soon as it becomes part of the Great American Songbook and everybody starts interpreting it. And obviously it's soundtracks, you know, commercials and movies where snow's all over the place. So, yeah, but the original lyrics seem to indicate that it was a little bit more southwestern in feel.
Now, in your mind, I mean, you and Steve, as Steve mentioned, both have spent a lot of time here, grew up here to a large part. Does it matter whether it was actually written here? I mean, a lot of people think it was. The Biltmore certainly, to an extent, plays it up.
Yeah.
Like, to some extent, is that kind of enough?
I mean, I think so. I think that Christmas is the perfect time of year for our myths and our like dreams to come to life in a way. I guess in a funny way, you just sort of have to have faith that it was written here. So that's the way it works for me for sure. I want to believe that it was written by the Catalina Pool at the Biltmore. So
Jason, you're a music guy, obviously, and Irving Berlin, one of the great American songwriters, but when a song like this has been around for as long as it has, and we have all sorts of different versions, do you have some favorites or some that pop up on the radio or Pandora and you want to listen to more?
Oh, man, yeah. It's actually one of those Christmas songs that I still like it a lot. That doesn't always happen with Christmas songs. Sometimes they wear out their welcome. But I really like this one. There's a great version from the Phil Spector Christmas album that Darlene Love does. That's really, I think it's probably the definitive version for me. I love, there's a version that Otis Redding does that's really good. And I'll listen to Otis sing out of a phone book if he wants. There's a guitarist named Bill Orcutt who's kind of like a weird experimental guy. And he does like a really cool deconstructed electric guitar take on White Christmas. That's one of my favorites for sure.
Now, do you think that it has maintained its status as one of your favorites because of the fact that it was potentially written here?
Oh, yeah, it's a huge part of it. That's a huge part of it for sure.
All right, Jason Woodbury of Zia Records, Merry Christmas. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.